السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والمرسلات عرفا فالعاصفات عصفا والناشرات نشرا فالفارقات فرقا فالملقيات ذكرا مزرا ونذرا إنما توعدون لواقع فإذا النجوم طمست وإذا السماء فرجت وإذا الجبال نصفت وإذا الرسل أقتت. ان آیات کا ترجمہ ہے.
حضور says that the translation of these verses as follows, and by the angels who are sent forth with goodness, and then they push on with a forceful pushing, and by the forces that spread the truth, a good spreading, and then they distinguish between them good and evil, and they carry the exhortations far and wide, and to excuse some and warn others, verily that which you are promised must come to pass. So when the stars are made to lose their light, and when the heaven is rent asunder, and when the mountains are blown away, and when the messengers are made to appear at the appointed time. Huzur says that in these verses, while the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, the news of the spread of Islam has been mentioned, which after attaining its climax will explain these prophecies in fully. At the same time, in these verses, the time of the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophecy about his advent is also made. When the piety of the companions, like the companion, will disappear in order to safeguard the a boat of Islam, then the promised Messiah, the Mahdi, will make his advent, and then he would start the revival of Islam in the true form, and he would spread the teaching of Islam and accomplish this task, and the lost glory of Islam will be re-established once again. So today these verses explain the truth of the promised Messiah and also the community established by him. They are indicating the progress of that community. In these verses there are certain prophecies which have been mentioned in these verses which in this age we see the fulfillment of those prophecies, and we have already seen that. And the remaining are going to be fulfilled, and inshallah we will be able to see that. This is the statement of that God. This is the word of that God who is the master of the heaven and earth, and who is the most truthful. And our God is that God who is almighty, who has got all the power. With his might, with his great might and power, and all those revolutions which were destined in the time of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, he would show these, the truthfulness of these things, and he is already showing that. If the need is there of anything, then it is only this much, that we should become a part of that revolution, and in order to get partake from those blessings of Allah which Allah Almighty has destined for this age, we should also put into action our efforts. So in order to become the part of the decree of Allah Almighty, we have to bring about a revolution in ourselves, and through that each one of us, so that he can become a part of the purpose of the advent of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, and become the recipient of those blessings which Allah Almighty has destined to be manifested along with the promised Messiah salatu wasalam. So Allah the Almighty in this age, with his support and succor, the signs which have been shown in favor of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, which are being shown and which will be shown by Allah Almighty. Regarding that, Allah Almighty, Wal Mursalat Urfan, has said this, that through the angels, the support which is being given in this age, and the time of that is the time of the promised Messiah Salat Islam. It started during his lifetime. And this message, which is a message of piety and purity and good morals and righteousness, and was the spreading of these and to establish the people upon these values. So, and that is being taking place with the help of Allah Almighty. And Hadrat, and it was established and spread through the companions of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam. That message was spread through him, the companions, and that message, when the promised Messiah salatu wasalam made his claim, at that time, not only this much, that the message was not paid any attention, nobody paid attention to that one. Rather, the opposition, the message has passed through a very serious phase of opposition, and the huge opposition was made to this message. But repeated signs of the Allah Almighty and the arguments presented by the promised Messiah salatu wasalam, which actually have this status of the sign of Allah Almighty, and then the tabligh done by his followers, all these things are such which despite all the opposition, gradually and slowly right-minded people they were able to enter into the community of the promised Messiah salatu wasalam. And during his lifetime, the Jamaat had gone into hundreds of thousands. So Allah Almighty, when he sends his prophets, then their message spread slowly in the beginning, and then at a great speed that message goes on spreading. first, in the beginning, the means and the sources of spreading the message, they are limited, but then gradually, that decree which Allah Almighty has decided to carry it out for that purpose, Allah Almighty also creates increase, increases in those means and sources of spreading the message. So, on one side, the signs, they increase in number, as we see in the life of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah, the Almighty, whatever He revealed, to the Promised Messiah in the revelation or through the dreams, pious dreams, in all those, in earlier part of His life, and in also the time which came later on, there was a constant increase in that. And this was the point for which all the people, in large number, they are witness to the fact. For example, the Promised Messiah in His life, He gave the example of plague, that in the beginning it appeared like a sign, and it was a small sign, and it was only to be seen in some areas, and then it went on spreading, and then it engulfed and enveloped the whole of India into its grip. But as He said, there are certain things which are destined to take place after My departure from this world. They are going to be the signs in My favor. And then the second manifestation, that is the period of Khilafat. In that period, you will be able to see the fulfillment of all these things. And now we see that this promise which was given to Him, that that these things which are being done at that time, in order to fulfill those things, Allah Almighty will create the means and the facilities, and He has provided that, and He is further providing that. This is the tradition of Allah, that Allah Almighty fulfills and accomplishes certain things during the life of His messengers, and some are fulfilled later on. But the promise which is given to the prophets, which is a part of who are the part of the divine decree, that is definitely fulfilled, as Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty told the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Almighty says, "Faimma nazabanna beka, faina minhu muntakimun." That even if we take you away, but from these people we are going to take revenge from these people, the opponents. So Allah Almighty, regarding the opponents of the messenger of Allah, whatever He tells, that they are fulfilled. If they don't desist, and if the punishment is decreed for them, if Allah Almighty has to take revenge from them, that is definitely taken. Whether it is taken during the lifetime of the messenger, or maybe later on. And similarly, if there is a glad tiding about someone, the news of the victories are there. If that information is given by Allah Almighty, or He makes the Prophet to pronounce that, so then those things are fulfilled during his lifetime or some later on. So when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the glad tiding to Suraka of the golden bangles, this was actually the glad tiding that Islam will spread in Iran as well, and that was fulfilled during the time of Hazrat Umar, and Hazrat Suraka was made to wear the golden bangles. So the piety, the nobility, according to the decree of Allah Almighty, it spreads slowly and gradually in the beginning, and then the circle widens up, and the victories of the prophets, they begin slowly, but then they go on expanding, and the circle is enlarged. And when the circle is enlarged, then the decree of Allah Almighty, in order to fulfill all those things, that creates better and stronger circumstances for the fulfillment of that. And the means and the facilities, they are provided, and then there is further impetus in that one. So we should remember that Allah Almighty is not whose powers are limited. If He wishes, if He wills, then during the lifetime of the Prophet, all the prophets given to a prophet and the victories, they can all be fulfilled during his lifetime, and he can do it. But Allah Almighty wishes that those people who are going to follow them, they may also be able to benefit and see those victories and those benefit and successes. So these fast means provided in this age, they actually remind us that we should make full use of them, and we should utilize those means and following in the footsteps of the companions, and we should become the helpers of the Imam of the age. And by becoming his helpers, we should be able to accomplish the mission for which he was sent. These fast communicative means, they also draw our attention to this fact that this speed, considering this speed as a blessing from Allah Almighty, we should use it for the sake of the religion of Allah. Allah Almighty said, "One nasharat nashran," that those forces and these people are mentioned as the witness who spread the message. This is the message for which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah Almighty. And that perfect and complete religion which is going to remain till eternity. And in this age, for the revival of this very religion, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was established and sent. So Allah Almighty, in this period of publicity, has provided more and more means which was not available to the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. But despite the fact that these means were not available, but they really did full justice to the propagation of the message of Islam. Nowadays we have all these means and facilities are there, and also in the age of the most obedient servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was destined that these will be made available, and Allah Almighty made a prophecy in this regard. This verse of the Holy Quran, this is actually, it contains a prophecy, and in other places it is mentioned there. Allah Almighty says, "Wa iza suhufu nushirat," that when the scrolls and the books, they will be spread all over. So this is the time to spread the books, which is the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has left for us a very vast ocean of spiritual treasures. And this publication and this spreading was done during his lifetime. His companions, they played a very important role in spreading the message of the promised Messiah and the books of the promised Messiah. And when we read their account, we know that some companion, he gave a book to somebody, he was impressed and influenced, and as a result of that, gradually people started joining the fold of Ahmadiyyat. And with a spirit of sacrifice, they did it, as it was done by the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first phase of Islam. And then these people, these companions, they became the chosen people of Allah, and they were cited as witness. And then these companions of the promised Messiah, they also they also played the same role as the role of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they also became the recipient of the nearness of Allah Almighty. Today, Allah the Almighty, in order to spread these books and also to answer the allegations of the and give the reply of the opponents, Allah Almighty has provided more and more means, which is very fast, which is very quick. It used to take some time in spreading the books, and now we transmit a program from here and it goes everywhere, and a book is published in one place and it can be obtained from the other end. So now the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the Holy Quran and other Islamic literature through internet, through TV, it is approaching new heights by way of its spreading very quickly. And the quickness that we see, the speed that we see in the media for some decades ago, we could not have even, these could not have been even imagined. So these are the opportunities which Allah Almighty has provided to us, that the tabligh of Islam and in defense of Islam, you have to fully utilize these. This is the action of Allah Almighty, that these modern inventions in this age, these are the blessings of Allah Almighty, that all these new inventions, He has provided all these for us in this age. By providing all these things, He has made our job easier. The job of tabligh has been made easier. And our effort in this regard should be that instead of we spend our waste away our times in useless pursuits, we have to make use of these facilities, misusing these facilities, we have to put them to the proper use and take benefit from that. And if we become the part of that group, those who take the message of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and spread it, and then we would also become a part of those people. We will be included among those people about whom Allah Almighty has vowed, and Allah Almighty has mentioned it as the witness. At the function of MTA, I have told them that today, every worker of MTA, wherever they might be working in any part of the world, or they are working here, whether he may be in any corner of the world, he is doing the job of spreading the message of the Promised Messiah to the corners of the earth. This job Allah Almighty has to do it. As Allah Almighty told him that I am going to cause your message to reach the corners of the earth. So for this purpose, Allah Almighty has provided these means to us, so that the message of the Promised Messiah should reach the corners of the earth. So this is the decree of Allah Almighty. And all these inventions, they are bearing witness to the fact. But we, with this thinking, if we do this job, that we become a part of that tabligh and preaching, and we try to get the nearness of Allah Almighty through that, and we also become like that, and we see whether we are becoming a part of that campaign or not. So only in that way we will be able to do full justice to it. Such workers, only then they will be able to appreciate their real status, when they would analyze themselves, and when they will appreciate their position and status, and then those responsibilities, to discharge the responsibility towards Allah Almighty, they would be also reminded of discharging those responsibilities. Not only the technical help or standing behind a camera or to make a program or to do something like that is not enough. Rather, after that, they have to pay the full right to Allah Almighty. They should be mindful of worship, and in order to perform everything, they should always submit to Allah Almighty, and they should be always inclined towards Allah, and one nasharata nashran they should always keep in mind. And following in the footsteps of the companions, they should be reminded of that. That is to say that along with the high status of the worship, by doing the practical efforts, and they should pay attention to the message of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and then they would be working hard to spread this message in the whole world. And this thing is not limited to MTA only, that only teams are made for some people to give reply on the website. It is not only confined to these people, but as a matter of fact, each and every person, every member of the community has to play his role in this regard. And they have to do full justice as the companions did it. And they must do the same. And they should try level best to do it. If we have wasted our time so far and we have not been reminded so far, or we did not realize this one, so now we have to establish this realization among self. Because now the time is coming rapidly, that is, the point has come, although the message has been conveyed to the people, but the role that we can possibly play, we have to play that. If in this way, every Ahmadi, they play their role and assert their responsibility, that inshallah ta'ala, then we will be able to see a big revolution in near future. Then Allah Almighty says, فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقَ. Then the witness of those who make a distinction, this tabligh and the use of the various means provided, that makes the distinction. Every Ahmadi who in any form or shape is taking part in the tabligh campaign, he is a part of Walfarikat Farka. Through the internet, through the literature, or the workers of MTA, who directly, if they do not directly, but they are part of that machinery who is performing this duty, and they are a part of the whole system, which who is distributing these books and scrolls and writings in the whole world, who are spreading the goodness, message of goodness. So now through this invention of the new, the bad things are also being done, and they are spreading the bad things, as I mentioned earlier on. But on the other side, there is a group of people of Allah, those who are the servants of the Messiah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are busy in spreading the message of Allah Almighty in the world, although some other channels, they are also trying to spread the message of Islam, but for a limited period of time, and also in that as they have left the Hakam and Adal of the sage, they give such explanations and such innovations are there, which actually twist the real shape of the message. So many programs of question and answer are telecast by these mullahs, that a Maulvi was saying that it is not necessary for ladies to have the parda, because Allah Almighty has not mentioned nowhere covering the head. It is only covering the front part of the body, their bosom. And then they say that it was only for the wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while it is in the same verse, the same instruction is there for ordinary Muslim ladies. So this type of various explanations, twisted explanations are given, and then certain excuses are brought forth. So lame excuses are presented then. So in this way, these people, the command of Allah Almighty and the instruction, they actually twist that. The spirit is twisted. The real message is that which is being spreading, which is spreading through this servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the teaching which is making a distinction between the falsehood and truth. And this is the message which actually is showing the distinction, and a clear distinction is established through the right and wrong. So the role of the Masih Maud as Hakam and Adal, Wal Farikat Farkan, is to explain the message truly and clearly. So we, in this atmosphere, which the worldly atmosphere that we have today, we should come out of that. And we should try to adopt that environment and to be established in that one, which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has presented for his followers and believers. Otherwise, there will be no distinction between us and others. The distinction will be clear when through our tabligh, through our programs, and in ourselves, there should be such changes among us, and we would be analyzing ourselves, and whatever message we are spreading, and whatever teaching we understand, we are also acting upon that, and we will be showing the examples of that. So, therefore, the beautiful picture of Islam, which was presented by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he has made a distinction about that. That is the real picture of Islam, which was presented by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what is badly needed for people. This is what we need very much today. And in this regard, I would like to say that in relation to tabligh, that leaflets, a campaign of a scheme was made to spread the action was taken in UK and also in other countries, and there is a great impact of this campaign, and there is a brief introduction of the Jamaat was presented, and the beautiful and loving teaching of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned in that. So this has created a good impact in America. There the campaign has been going on, and there they were saying that perhaps we may not be successful there, but when actually they started, then the distribution of these leaflets were there, and people received it very openly and happily, that this message of Islam we have seen for the first time, and on this basis the column writers in the newspapers, they also wrote and they took part in it, and they said that this message which you are conveying to us, and we would also like to spread the same message. And many column writers, in their those who are of very high ranking columnists, who are the top writers in the newspapers, they also took part in that campaign, and they wrote their columns. And those newspapers, they are published in hundreds and thousands of copies are published, and the people, they read it. And they also read it with this intention that the leaflets might be distributed a few thousands, but through the newspapers and the message of Ahmadiyyat, the Jamaat, it went to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. So this method has been very successful. As I said, some people used to deny, but when it was told that this is the message that we present is not that message which you are thinking, but this is a message of love and affection and harmony, and then the people used to take it. So this is the distinction between our message and the message being spread by others. And this is what has been taught by the Imam of the age. He has taught us how to do tabligh. Somebody has written to me that when I gave to a lady, the lady saw with very angry eyes, and are you giving me the message as a result of which this incident of 9/11 took place? He said, no, we are not of those people. Our message is different. And she took it, and after that she praised that message. So this message has also made a distinction between right and wrong, the goodness and the badness, where the true message of Islam, the message of Ahmadiyyat has reached, that has made a clear distinction between good and bad. So that has created an impact. And the real Islam and the twisted form of Islam, that has been made clear, and people have been able to make a distinction between the two. And also it has given courage to the youth in Qudam al-Amdiya in America. At the time of their ijtima, some of them, they were reluctant. But when they planned at the time of their ijtima, when they planned And then I said that some column writers, they also joined along with them. And when they joined this campaign, then the youngsters, they acquired a spirit of confidence. And then they also planned and took part in it. So in this way, this sense of inferiority complex which was there, that was also removed. Because in the name of Islam, the wrong things which they listen from them, other people, and some youth do not have the real understanding about Islam. Some of our youngsters are also like that. Sometimes they suffer from inferiority complex. So when they listen the praise from the opponents, from the other people, then they had their full confidence. So this beginning has been made, and more avenues will open through that. So therefore, I don't say that it has been completed. Now the next step is to be taken. What is the next step is to be taken? It will continue like that. When the message has been given to one, now we should think what next message is to be given to those people. Somebody has written to me that in Canada, the leaflets are being distributed there. So it is better that we should be sending text message from India somewhere. It might be more effective. But the question is, what is the team there who are going to send it, and where they are going to send it, and the directories of those numbers, even if they can find those addresses, but still there are some legal restrictions, and some of the things might not be legally right. So if somebody does not like to have the message, if the message is sent there, so might be complication there. So although the intention might be right, but anyway, this message will not be that effective as it is delivered personally by hand. When you are delivering a message yourself, then your own personal effort will be there, and a personal contact will be established. And then, when the other person would look at you, your dress, your style, your behavior, and your way of speech, then that person, with your general appearance, he can have some idea about that. And when the personal relationship is there, then the contacts also increase. And this is the way how to open up the ways of tabligh. So to give away the literature is good, and giving the distribution of leaflets and pamphlets. But simply sending messages on phones or text, and then they will give the address of the mission, no, whether somebody come or not. So unless and until through your personal contact you do the tabligh, or you distribute the literature on a personal basis, simply by text messages, the companies might be sending their advertisements, but tabligh cannot be done like that, because the contacts must be very strong. Only then you can move forward in the way of tabligh. Then Huzur says, I also like to say this, that in Pakistan and in some countries, if there are some legal restrictions in Muslim countries, maybe, so then other countries where freedom is there, they are very extensively, on a large scale, the introduction of Ahmadiyyat should be made at a very big level, high level. And a few thousand copies, whatever they have published, some countries. So it should not be enough, and it should be further pursued, and it should increase further. And in hundreds and thousands of people should be getting this message. And those who have received the previous message, they should get a new message now. So the whole system, the whole administration, the whole system should become a part of in it. As I said, that through these leaflets, not only in America, in other places as well, the newspapers have given the news. In several million people, the message of Ahmadiyyat has reached to those people, the message of the promised Messiah has reached to these people. So this campaign should be continued more than ever before. To warn the people, that is also one part of the duties of the prophets. Allah Almighty says that the followers of prophets, they have to pursue this matter further. Therefore, to inform the world and to warn them, and to let them know about the warnings from God, that becomes necessary. Allah Almighty says, فَالْمُلْكِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا, that those who convey the message of Allah Almighty and the exhortation, then they should and then those people who, they should become part of that people who give the exhortation, and that is the part of the duty of the followers of the Prophet. So after one message, then a second message should be there. So that is the need, that why the second message should be there, because the true followers of the Prophets, that is their duty to continue with that message. So that the world who have gone astray, they should be saved from those wrong, misleading paths. So this is the job of divine communities, that they should protect the people from falling into the pit of fire. For this effort must always be there. It must be done all the time. There are two parts of the message. Allah Almighty has mentioned two parts, Uzran or Nuzran. That to explain the message, explaining the message or giving the warning. If people don't believe, then Allah Almighty may have His grip and punishment upon those people. In this verse and the previous verse, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that that the signs of the Prophet, they make a distinction between a believer and a non-believer. And then the people will be able to understand that where is the truth lies, either in the following of this Imam or in opposing that. And to understand this one will be a sort of hujjat, a final argument for the people. That is to say that before the death they will declare that we were in the wrong. And for some people it will be nuzran, that it will be a warning, and they will repent and they would stop doing the bad deeds. So the truth of the Prophet, which is sometime instilled in the hearts of the people, but the audacity and the stubbornness and the opposition, sometime that stands in the way. Some of them will give their account to God Almighty. They will be questioned by God. He will ask them why you didn't believe. And some will be get the opportunity of repentance, and that is given to them, some people. But sometime if Allah Almighty gives a respite to some people and they do not repent and they don't desist from their bad deeds, then the end of regarding the of these people, Allah Almighty has mentioned in several places, and referring to that he has said, innama tuwa duna lawake, that whatever you are being promised, that is going to take place, that is going to occur. That is to say that this news of warning, if you don't believe in that, that's a warning to you. And this warning is given in this life, and the consequences of that, and also in the hereafter, gives the news of the punishment. And for the Prophet and his community, Allah Almighty has given the promise that the final victory and the final triumph is for these people. Latuadun me lavake, there are two messages there, one for the opponents, that you will be under the punishment of Allah by way of punishment and affliction in this life, or maybe after the death you will encounter that. And on the other side, the promise of victory which Allah Almighty has given to the Prophet and his followers, Allah says that is going to take place, that is going to manifest. So Allah Almighty says to the disbelievers that if you say when you are in front of Allah, if you submit in this way that we didn't know, we couldn't understand, you send us back, and then we will believe in that Prophet and the one who has been sent by you. Allah Almighty says, no, not now. After dying once, then nobody is returned back to this life. And for you, that warning is there which was delivered to you. So this is the point of great anxiety, a worry, and fearing from Allah Almighty those who stand in opposition without realizing what are the consequences. This age and this time in which Allah Almighty says, فَيَزَنْ نُجُومُ تُمِسَتْ, Allah Almighty says that when the stars will lose their light, when the so-called ulama, they would be bereft from their knowledge and they will lose the knowledge, and because of the denial of the Imam of the age, and those people who are following them, they are depriving the people from this light. The meaning of Tumisat is that they would be completely effaced. So their light will be no more there. And the one who is not having a light, how can he guide the people? These people, they have actually plunged into worldliness. If you see that there is only one job left for them, that they have to abuse the promised Messiah and call names. Recently, since yesterday in Pakistan, there is a so-called Khatm-e-Nubuwwat conference which is taking place in Rabwa, in which all the big mullahs from Jamaat-e-Islami and the Amir and other ulama, they are taking part, and according to the reports in their speeches, they are just using extremely foul language against the Jamaat, and they have got nothing else to say apart from that. So these, this Arabic expression which says that the stars will lose their light, that means that the so-called ulama will be have got nothing to do with the religion. And it is written in the dictionaries that when the punishments are there upon them, then they used to use this word that the stars, they have lost their light. So here the meaning is that ulama will become irreligious, and instead of spreading the light, they would be spreading the darkness, and they will be misleading the people. And as a result of that, Allah Almighty, this final message and the warning which is given through His chosen servant, and when they do not pay attention even to that message and warning, then Allah Almighty's decree comes into play, and then natural disasters are there. In the darkness of night, and this little bit of light of the stars, that also disappears. Then Allah Almighty says that this is the age. Is a samaw furajat. When there will be cracks in the heaven. This is related to the scientific age, and there are more and more expansion in the galaxies and the stars, they are being discovered, and now there is a crack in the ozone layer. People are worried about that, and these weather changes, climatic changes which are taking place. But on the spiritual side as well, it means that it is the advent of the promised Messiah. The news of his advent is mentioned in therein. Because in it, when the stars, they lose their light, and the ulama, they are without any light, so when the darkness spreads everywhere, then Allah Almighty, through His chosen servant, Allah Almighty gives the light and spreads the light. And after receiving that light, there is a community established through the chosen person of God. Then the revelations and the true dreams, they come in to be experienced to the prophets and to some of his followers. Allah Almighty says that don't think that when with the advent of our chosen one, then when there is a spiritual dispensation will begin, then the people will stand in the way. That system will start. Allah Almighty says that these ulama will not be able to stop that. Their survival lies in the fact that they should accept this spiritual dispensation. And the ulama and those who are following them, they have got no significance, no importance is there. Allah Almighty says that these big mountains those who consider themselves to be as big as mountains and strong as like that. And even the governments, they consider themselves to be strong like mountains. But if they stand against these chosen people of God, they are going to be shattered into pieces. Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَلْ جِبَالُ نُصِبَتْ. And when the mountains are blown away, they are uprooted. Nobody should think that my roots are very deep in the people, or I have the backing of this Arab countries who are the defender of religion, or we have got the backup of such powerful states and governments. When the chosen people of God Almighty and their community, anybody is going to stand against them, then the support of the public will be of any avail, nor the wealth will be of any benefit, nor the tribes will be of any help. These people, in their own thinking, they consider themselves to be very firmly rooted like the mountains. Everything will be blown into pieces. But those people who are in this illusion, they are going to be spread and shattered. And this is in the power of Allah Almighty. And we, by the grace of Allah, in the history of the Jamaat, we have actually seen such mountains being reduced into rubbles and to shattered. And in this, Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ. And when the messengers are made to appear at the appointed time. So this is also the prophecy of the advent of the Imam Mahdi and Messiah. And there will be somebody there who would be representing all the religions, regarding the prophecy regarding the advent of whom has been given by all the previous prophets, that in their own times they made the prophecy. And this has been fulfilled in the person of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was also revealed that Jariullah fi hulalil anbiya, that the stalwart of Allah Almighty in the robe of all the prophets. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that regarding me, in the previous volumes of Brahini Ahmadiyya, it was mentioned, Jariullah fi hulalil anbiya, a stalwart in the clothes of the prophets, that he would be coming in the form and shape of the previous prophets. And the meaning is there, then since Adam, that up to the end, all the prophets who came, they have been sent to this world, whether they are Israelites or others, all the important things and special attributes of all these, I will be given some part and some portion of that. And there is not a single prophet who has passed by that the qualities or some examples of the incidents of his life has not been given to me. The part of the nature of these prophet is also ingrained in me. And this I was told by Allah Almighty, and that is an indication of the fact that all the prophets, the strongest opponents of them, those who were advanced in their opposition, and they were punished by God Almighty through various calamities. And the people of this age, they are also similar to those people. So if the opponents of the previous prophets, they were annihilated. So that warning is still pending there, and the same type of punishments may occur at this time as well. These people are similar to the previous one unless they repent. So in this revelation, Allah Almighty wanted to make this point very clear, that this period is actually the embodiment of all the embodiment of the righteous people and also the bad people. If Allah Almighty does not show His mercy, then the wicked people of this, they are deserve the punishments, all the punishments, and all the punishments in the past, they can be brought in this age. As in the previously, some people died as a result of plague, and some as a result of floods, and some through earthquakes, and some through whirlwind, and through various ways, as these people, they died. And similarly, the people of this age, they should also be afraid of that, if they don't mend their ways, because these people have got the same nature. So Allah Almighty has given Allah Almighty, His compassion feeling has given them the respite. And this word, Jariullah fi hulalil anbiya, it has got all the details, and it should be pondered. And the help and the succor, and the support which Allah Almighty has been given to the prophets, Allah Almighty has also shown the same type of help with me. and the same thing has been shown to me, and this the thing has not been finished. And he says that this help will continue. It is not a thing of the past. It continues, and it will continue, because the time is always repeating itself, whether the people are good or bad. And there are the people who are representing the previous people. And in this age, Allah Almighty thought that all the righteous people and the prophets who have passed by, they should, the example of that should be shown in one person, and that is me, the promised Messiah. And also the example of the bad people, whether they are Pharaoh or the Jewish people who put the Jesus on the cross or Abu Jahl, the examples of all these people are present in this age, as Allah Almighty has mentioned about the Gog and Magog. And he has mentioned, and Allah Almighty has indicated to these, and as a warning he says, the promised Messiah, those people who are sleeping, be warned, and those who are indifferent, they should now wake up, because the time of a great revolution has come. This is a time to cry, not to laugh, and this is not the time of the submission to Allah Almighty and not to make a job. You pray that Allah Almighty may give you the eyes so that you can, you may be able to perceive this darkness, and also you are able to see that light which Allah Almighty, out of His mercy, in order to dispel that darkness, Allah Almighty has given us. So get up in the latter part of the night and pray to Allah Almighty, and don't pray against the destruction of this divinely appointed community. Allah Almighty does not follow your wishes and whims, and Allah Almighty will make clear the foolishness of your thinking, and Allah Almighty will help His servant, and this tree will never be severed which He has planted with His own hand. Is there anyone who can cut asunder this tree? And that those people who are, and that Allah Almighty who is wise and full of wisdom, how Allah Almighty is going to cut this tree? About He is waiting for this tree to prosper and to bear fruits. So, and Allah the Almighty, who knows everything, He knows deep down into the heart, how Allah Almighty is going to do anything against that. So remember that you are putting your swords on your own self. So don't put your feet, hands into the fire. It may not be that the fire flares up and it kills you. Understand me that if this has been done by a human being, that so many people would have been there who could have finished this thing. Do you think, have you seen any imposter before that who has spoken lies upon God Almighty, that God Almighty has spoken to me, and then Allah Almighty has given him the peace for such a long time? The pity is that you do not think over it, and you don't remember the verses of Allah Almighty which are there. Allah Almighty, regarding the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Almighty says that if you are going to attribute anything lie against me, then I would have cut your jugular vein. That who is more dear to Allah Almighty than the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who could make such allegation and he could survive for such a long time, and he is being blessed with the blessings of Allah Almighty. So leave your selfishness and those things which are only for God Almighty. Don't become so stubborn about it, and you become a different person and follow the path of righteousness, so that Allah Almighty should show some mercy upon you, so that Allah may forgive your sins. So be afraid of Allah Almighty and desist from those things. Is there not any single person who is full of wisdom among you? If you don't desist, then Allah Almighty will give the help from Himself, and Allah Almighty will help His servant, and the enemies will be shattered into pieces, and you will not be able to do any harm to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, give wisdom and intellect to the people. They may be able to understand this message, and also enable us that we should be spreading this message in the whole world, and in order to save the whole world, as much effort as we can possibly do, we may be able to perform and do that effort. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ